at alcavision.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, as we all get ready for a long Labor Day weekend. I hope at least most of you get a chance to kick back for an extra day or two. My name's Kate Delaney, and this show, we kind of zig and zag all over the place. Why? Because it's about the water cooler buzz, truly. Not throwing the word out there, but because you see it everywhere. Water cooler buzz. Really what the nation's talking about, and beyond our borders, what they're talking about. Well, certainly beyond our borders, and something that affects us is this crazy Gaddafi situation. If you've listened to me before, you know this drives me nuts. This is crazy. How long has this guy had us dangling by a thread? And I say us because, yes, America, we're the taxpayers. We paid for the airstrikes. We need the money back now. Give us the money, you rebels who take over. We want the money back. So start pumping that oil so we get our money back. Muammar Gaddafi warned from hiding on Thursday, because the situation is far from over, that tribes loyal to him that are there are very well armed and they're ready to cut down any person who tries to get to him. The rebels say they were hoping for a peaceful surrender, and they extended the deadline for people loyal to Gaddafi, called loyalist, those forces to give up in the hometown of Muammar Gaddafi. So, in his own words, via translator, check out what he said.
How can the Libyan people give themselves in? We are not weak women. We are not slaves. We cannot give in. We cannot surrender.
We are not weak women. Again, embracing the other gender, Muammar Gaddafi, after 42 years. Hillary Clinton, the woman at state, the Secretary of State, had this to say about Libya and their quest to get back their country, the rebels anyway.
What happens in the coming days will be critical, and the international community has to help the Libyan people get it right. We have stood with the Libyan people in their moment of need, and we must continue to stand with them for the foreseeable future. While their struggle is not over, the Libyan people are taking back their country.
All right, but who is ultimately going to take over the country? There's a big question, but still, the Gaddafi riddle is not solved at this point. I don't care if he's on the ropes. He's not done. I've been saying that. How many shows have I been saying that? At least for the past 3-4 weeks. Well, even longer than that, when everything just blew open. Oh, it's only going to be a month. That's a matter of time. Whew. More than a month, that's for sure. It probably feels like it's more than just a couple of days to the people in Vermont, New Jersey, and other portions of the East Coast where they were slammed by the aftermath of Tropical Storm Irene. Now it's about the cleanup. That's the other buzz in the backyard. Who is footing the bill for this one? That would be us once again. I know you're surprised, but yes, indeed, the taxpayers are going to foot the bill for what happened. And, you know, FEMA's parched. They're done. Done in the sense monetarily. So now it's a question of slashing some budgets and figuring out where to get the cash. And what is the cash? How much is the cash? Probably in the neighborhood of $10 million, give or take. Could be a little less, but certainly it's billion. Certainly no billion-dollar project. It's going to be a $10 billion project. If you looked at any of the roads, if you saw any of the damage, then you would completely concur with what I'm saying. The price tag is going to be astronomical, much bigger than originally thought anyway, so there's going to be a big tug of war over where the money is coming from. Let's take one from the top, our leadoff man this hour, Al in Canada. Hey, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, a reporter for NPR, a Nutty Pinkle radio, NPR up here in Canada, had a lady from New York City on. She works for the Christian Science Monitor, which is the Christian Science Monitor. Do they have a TV network?
They must have a TV network, but they have a paper that they're famous for.
Yeah, well, anyway, she was a Muslim lady. First of all, she was Muslim, and she's the first question I would have asked her is, why is a Muslim working for the Christian Science Monitor? That would be that. And she had her knickers in a knot over St. Louis, Missouri comic book that portrayed Al-Qaeda and Taliban, and that this comic book for kids, I guess, that depicted the demise of the when Osama bin Laden assumed room temperature in Pakistan, when the Navy SEALs or the Navy SEALs got Osama bin Laden in Pakistan, and she was all bent out of shape that this was going to promote Islamophobia, and she was outraged. And the reporter asked her, "Have you read the stupid comic book?" And she said, "No, I've never seen it. I've just seen a couple little pictures. I've seen a little couple excerpts from it." So, you know, this is the same. The socialists and the liberals are always mad at us right-wingers when we want a book banned that we've never read. So how could she demand that this comic book? And somebody should remind her that freedom of the press means you've got to put up with stuff you don't like, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you read this comic book?
I haven't read the comic book, no. I saw the outtakes of it, and I think you're absolutely right. I don't think that she knew the whole deal of the comic book itself. But the bottom line is, you know how this goes, Al. We've talked about it a zillion times. It's tit for tat. It's forget the Islamophobia thing. It's just like what happened in Rye, New York, with the headscarves and the big scuffle after Ramadan because the women were wearing the scarves. But yet at amusement parks, all headgear is banned, right. Hats, etc.
And I agree with former Vice President Dick Cheney that sometimes the end does justify the means. If the end is necessary and good, if you're trying to achieve an end and the only means that you can achieve that end is to sort of bend the law, you kind of just kind of bend the law, even break the law. If I were starving to death and I went into a supermarket and swiped a loaf of bread because that was the only way I could get food, I might be charged, but I would be justified in stealing that loaf of bread in order to prevent my kids from starving to death. So when Dick Cheney says that we had to waterboard people, we had to use rendition or enhanced interrogative methods, torture, in other words, what the left calls torture, to get if that's the only way that you can get information, then there's a rule in law that says necessity is a good defense for a charge. If you're charged with something and you had no alternative, you might get off, right?
Well, here's the thing. You're not getting off for some of the things that you just mentioned, but you're right. It's a question of, do the ends justify the means? A lot of people disagree with the waterboarding thing. I agree with you. Some of that was blown out of proportion. Thanks, Al. Okay. And he's talking about Cheney's book. So now there's been a big interview some of the things that came out of it was waterboarding and what happened after 9/11. The Patriot Act kicks in, and, you know, were there things that should not have happened that went on? And, of course, Dick Cheney, as Al says, stands by everything that happened and says no, because this is where we're at, this is what we had to do. And guess what? Khalid Sheikh Mohammed gave us information that we needed that worked because of the waterboarding techniques. Either way, there's no more waterboarding techniques or any of that enhanced stuff. Boom, because, you know, that's off limits now at this point. Stay with us. We'll take some more. 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come here, mama. And take the baby to see.
Coming up a little bit later this hour of America Tonight, we will head to one of my favorite segments. We can count. It's about the numbers, and we still can count. There are still some of us that can count because we didn't grow up counting with so much the calculators or just texting and not really paying attention so much to the mathematical portion of things. We used our fingers to count, right? I still see kids doing that. I still see kids that'll do it. Or we would just write it down on a scrap piece of paper. I guarantee you know what I'm talking about. I guarantee there's some of you out there that had paper where you scribbled down numbers to do the equation, right? And you weren't instantaneously doing them in your head. What a week it's been. There was a big contest, the tug of war over the dates. Republican debate in California on the 7th, or the president speaks on the 7th. No, the president's going to speak on the 8th instead. And there won't be a clash with football, I don't think, because the speech will happen at 7 o'clock. The NFL opener, which is the Saints and the Packers, the kickoff is 8:30 Eastern. So his speech is 7 o'clock. It's all centering around jobs and the economy, supposedly the little bit that has leaked out, if you trust that. Brian is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Kate. I'd like to get in on the scheduling issue. First of all, I have never seen a problem when a president wants to schedule a press conference before. That alone, have I ever seen it land on the same day as an NFL kickoff weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
It's like, who is doing the scheduling? People actually, do they actually think in Washington people's going to be watching him versus a game? I just heard you say that it's possible that it may not counteract because of timing, but that's the first thing I've heard as far as the timelines for this since it came out.
Yeah, that's definitely what the timeline is supposed to be. 7 o'clock, the president does the speech in front of the joint chambers, the House and the Senate, and, you know, it's televised. And ultimately, the kickoff for the game is 8:30. That means I can't imagine he's going longer at all than that. He should end short of that. By 8 o'clock, that whole thing would be wrapped up.
But then you also have to figure the pregame, they'll probably get into that, and probably them commentating afterwards may go into the game a little bit, possibly, depending on how long his speech lasts.
Oh, yeah, the commentating and, sure, all of that would drag on longer. There's no question about it. And then here's the other thing. If you're doing it at 7 o'clock Eastern, the rest of the country, it's much earlier. Half the people aren't even home by then. At 6 o'clock Central, the Pacific Coast, forget about it. Mountain time, nah.
Basically, here in Central time zone, for him doing it at 7, he's basically interrupting our local news.
Right. Well, because it would be 6 o'clock. It would be 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, so half the people aren't even in the door yet.
And another thing I'd like to bring up that would probably be perfect for your weekend count segment with the Labor Day weekend coming up. I don't think many people are going to be as into this year with the MDA telethon since they plan out said Jerry Lewis ain't going to be there this year and cutting it down from 21 and a half hours to 6. I don't see them getting near as much as what they would with Jerry Lewis there.
Yeah, I don't. You know, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens with that telethon, especially after what's gone on the last couple of months with the Jerry Lewis is out, now he's in. It's where someone else is going to come in and take over the reins eventually. I don't know. And how long he's done it for so long, and, you know, kudos to Jerry Lewis for putting a spotlight on MDA. But what happens once that's completely severed, which is your point?
Because I used to, if I couldn't catch it for the bulk of the day, I'd at least catch that last segment for the grand total.
Yeah.
And I actually enjoyed the last half an hour, which our local station up here does solo for that continuous half an hour after the national part ends. But with the time frame that they've got it going on our airways this year, people's going to be going to bed at that time because they've got it going from 6 p.m.
Yeah.
to 12 midnight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's odd. You're right, because usually it would be so much earlier, and I guess if you were going to catch it, you have a point, because you know how long it's going on. You want to see the final totals. That's what people get excited about and want to know and how much was raised. So that's when you would get your bigger viewership. And now you think, sure, if it's late at night for a telethon where normally it would wrap up way before that, you have an interesting point, Brian. Yeah. I agree.
I'm kind of interested to see how much they end up raising, but I'm kind of thinking it's probably not going to be good numbers for them this year.
Yeah, we certainly don't wish that on them, but I don't know. Here's the other problem, Brian. The country now, with the economy the way it is, all charities are down. Most charities and fundraising, they've taken a hit, because people don't have the money, the extra money, as easily as they did in the past. So I don't know. He's got friends in powerful places, and people always seem to come through with him. So that's why having Lewis's name connected was so big and hurt when it was like, okay, now he's out. And, yeah, that was kind of a weird transition when they threw that out to the media. But, yeah, I don't know how much they'll raise. We'll see, because it's tough on fundraising at this point. Brian, have a great weekend. And, you know, it's interesting, nonprofits, and there are so many, but let's just focus for a second on some of the bigger charities. Really, a lot of the donations are down, and it's for the reason I said, because people have less money than they have had in the past, and even people with money that might perhaps write a bigger check, they're not as doing that as readily because even they're reluctant to pony up based on, you know, what's happening with taxes and what's going on with other things. When, you know, even the conversation, I think when the conversation turns negative, it has this effect, this, I call it the black cloud effect, and it really hits people who are desperate for money or who really need the money, whatever it might be, whether it's ALS, whether it's American Heart Association, whether it's the Red Cross. I mean, think of them. I looked at a list I had the other day, and on my list I had like 262, meaning just 262 people who had hit me up. 262 people had hit me up for something. And even at the grocery store now, and I don't know about many of you if you're seeing this happen as well, the store that I go to, which would be equivalent of like a Safeway, when you go and you check out, every single time, every single day when you go, there's something else they're raising money for, whatever it, you know, might be, prostate cancer, breast cancer, MDA, children's charity, Save the Children. I mean, every single time, and every single time, they put that on the screen when you stick your card in, your debit card, and then the poor cashier hits you over the head with it, too. Would you like to donate a dollar to blah, blah, blah? And it's constant. I mean, constant. And so I have to assume that this was a good way for charities to get in with the grocery store, or somebody gets a free water or whatever it is, and it might be a better way to coax people out of a buck or two, because at least they can get more people, maybe in mass, even if it's a small donation. So kind of veering off into something else, thanks to what Brian brought up with the MDA telethon and Jerry Lewis and the crazy hours and how much was going to be raised and that kind of stuff. All right, coming up on the flip side, we've got the numbers for you. It's all part of We Can Count.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. foodsdirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Feel if your neighbor started mowing the lawn at the ungodly hour of 4:30 in the morning? Well, that's what happened to Phil Ray Gage. Actually, he was the guy doing the mowing. He was arrested because a neighbor anonymously complained that he was disturbing the peace. He was mowing the lawn in Oklahoma City in his little neighborhood at 4:30 a.m. He said he's been mowing early in the morning for 10 years. Nobody's ever complained before. And the sad part for poor Mr. Gage is he was arrested while he was in the process of mowing his neighbor's yard. So he was helping his neighbor out and decided to be the Good Samaritan and mow it. And what he said is, look, my neighbor and I watch out for each other's houses. I have phone numbers for just about all of my neighbors except for the guy. There's the hint. That lives across the street. I don't know him very well. I think he's the one who ratted him out. So, anyway, that's how he got treated for mowing the lawn. Do you think he was in the right or do you think he was in the wrong? I don't know. I'm thinking 4:30. Do you ever live in, I don't know how many of you live in an apartment versus a house, but when you live in an apartment, you know, they always spend so much on making it really look like the best place to live. So, it's neatly manicured, the outside lawns and flower beds and all that stuff. And the bummer part is they start to do it at a crazy hour in the morning. And if you work nights, it's never a good thing. Never. But then you complain to the apartment manager, and it's their job to deal with it. And that's not your neighbor. It's not living in a house and somebody ratting you out across the street. But 4:30 in the morning, why is that happening at 4:30? I'm thinking maybe he had to go to work. Couldn't he have waited till, I don't know, at least 6:37, right? Let's talk about a vat. You know what a vat is? In Greece, you have restaurants that are refusing to pay a vat rise. You know what it's been hiked to? It's been hiked to 23%. And what it is a 10-point, it's a 10-point value-added tax. So you think of that, and you think of the deep recession they're in and how desperate people are for the money, for revenue. So you've got the value-added tax on hospitality that jumps up from 13% to 23%. That was one of the fiscal measures that they agreed upon, and it's death to the restaurant business. You know, the cafes, the Slovaki stands, all of that. They say there's even been a 40% decline overall in business in the past year. Because, of course, customers don't have money. They're not going to spend it. And then you're going to charge them more for that? That'd be pretty tough, I'd have to say. How much are they losing? How much are these restaurants losing overall if you add that up in a year's time? It's a nightmare in Greece. A lot of people think that it's the foreshadowing of things to come in the United States. Oh, I hope not. I hope not. And I don't think so. I don't think it'll come to that. But it is worth noting at what's happening in Greece, that we don't want to become the next Greece. I mean, we're still, believe it or not, a far cry from that. However, if we don't watch the store, somebody's got to be minding the store, and we're all burying our heads in the sand, maybe it does happen because nobody's paying attention. That's why it's so important to vote and to express your opinions and to be a part of the action, because we are the government. It's we the people. We the people. How about what happened at this youth football game? I mean, I almost don't hate reading about these kind of things, because with some of the crazy parents that have to be restrained, some of the things that have happened in the past, especially football games seem to be the worst. But then you could throw soccer in there, and I guess you probably all sports. And it depends on where you are and how tightly wound the people are. This is what happened. You had a brawl at a game, a football game, a youth football game in, of all places, Sarasota, Florida. So the sheriff's office is wrapping up an investigation of that brawl. Why? Because, of course, there's always somebody rolling tape somewhere. There was videotape of it. Here's your number. There were four suspects who took part in what turned into a nasty, biting, fist-flying football fight. And what's happened is you could see clearly on the tape, and this is the Sarasota Gators, by the way, you could clearly see that the coaches were trying to break up the fight in the video. They were trying to break up the fight. And you had the opposing team, you had their coach on the phone, obviously dialing 911, and that's when everybody arrived to try to break up what was going on in that afternoon game between the Sarasota Gators and the Northport Huskies. Apparently, what happened was it was a flash mob scene, these flash mobs, over a disputed call in the game. And it started with just two kids, a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old, and then everybody rushed the field. And then it was crazy and out of control. A dozen football coaches and players attacking at least one referee, including a player in his full outfit and gear, except for his helmet, smashing into a referee and tackling him to the ground. My, oh, my. Would you want to be a referee for youth football? Wow. That's crazy, and it's all on tape. So I have a feeling that there's some players that are going to be suspended, and they're not going to be playing football anymore. And even if the call was a bogus call, how does it get that out of control that you have a referee that is surrounded by coaches, too, no less, and players? How does it get to that point? I don't get it. All right, let's talk about something else that fits the number category that I think that, unfortunately, some of us can relate to when we look at unemployment up again. If you look at the weekless job numbers, 400,000 again. So now we got to try to translate that. The U.S. unemployment rate increased in August. Gallup shows that. They surveyed about 30,000 people about their employment status. Their calculation was that unemployment was at 8.8% at the end of July, rose to 9.1% by the end of August, and at the end of June it was 8.7%. All ugly numbers no matter how you slice it. The Gallup numbers, they don't disappear, but they're slightly different. They fall off at some point. They're slightly different from the federal government's, because according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that's our federal agency, by the way, that calculates our official unemployment rate, the rate was 9.1%, as you all know, in July. The BLS is going to report its calculation of the national unemployment for August on Friday. Perfect time to do that. Heading into the Labor Day weekend, let's release those numbers. I think unemployment's going to go up, unless a lot of the unemployed people got so disgusted and discouraged they just stopped looking for jobs. So they don't even count. They're not even calculated in any of the information. That could be what happens, because the percentage that I think is always interesting to look at is the underemployed Americans. Gallup says it is now 18.5%. 18.5%. That's up from 18% in July. So the underemployed, so you know, combines the percentage of people who are unemployed with the percentage of people who are working part-time. But, of course, they need to work full-time. But they're willing to take whatever they can get. And there are a handful of those people all over the place, because when you need something coming in, when you've got to feed a family, you got to do what you got to do. And that's why a lot of people will turn to stringing together part-time jobs, because at least part-time jobs are better than, you know, no jobs, right? Rather have a part-time job than be stuck with absolutely zero coming in and trying to hold out for that ultimate job that's going to pay you. This, to me, was interesting. In New Mexico, a cop was tagged and taped for having sex on a car hood, but they're saying that he's not going to be charged. He's charged with serious embarrassment, especially since they taped it. What's the rule? Don't do anything that you have to answer for ever in your life, because trust me, it's all out there somewhere. You can see clearly that he's in uniform and he's on duty, but New Mexico State Police say the officer caught on camera having sex with a woman on the hood of a car, hey, he didn't commit a crime. Where was he? Canyon Ranch near Santa Fe, New Mexico. The image started surfacing a couple of weeks ago. It was sent to the state police by the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department, and they started the investigation. Oh, my, oh, my. I wonder if he has a Facebook account.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
As we head into our version of Odds and Ends, wishing so many of you listening here to America Tonight, great group of people, very loyal. I thank you for all the emails and continue to vent and send me whatever it is you're sending me about what's happening politically or other frustrations that you're feeling. A lot of it with the economy, a lot of people hitting hard times, whether they have master's degrees or they're skilled laborer where they've got some kind of a technical skill or something else, and they're finding themselves out of jobs, and it's pretty rough. I don't think the job numbers are very accurate, as I was just saying, with the underemployed. I think that's significant. The unemployed, I think people just give up, just put their pen down and walk away. I'm sick of this, where they're trying to tailor resumes to do this, to do that. You know how rough it is out there. It's definitely rough. All right, it's pretty rough for one tennis player, Venus Williams, topping odds and ends. Sadly, you know, no matter what, the Williams sisters will go down as legends. I mean, these girls are absolutely legends with what they were able to do coming out of Compton, California, and taking the world by storm, playing each other in finals, winning so many majors between the two of them. And you've heard about the problems that Serena has had, the various scary things that have happened to Serena. And now Venus Williams is diagnosed with a syndrome, an autoimmune disease that causes fatigue and joint pain. And it's interesting. She says she had to withdraw from the tournament. She's complained about feeling tired before, like when she's asked, I'm getting in shape and I'm feeling a little tired or whatever she says. I've heard her say that numerous times in the last 3 or 4 years, and now they actually have a diagnosis for it. Huge. Here's what Venus Williams had to say after, of course, she had pulled out of the U.S. Open.
Some of the long-term treatments, I have to be patient, take a few months, 3 to 6 months to set in. And there are some things that I can try to do to feel better right away. But I'm not sure exactly what my journey will be, but I do know that I feel really positive about getting back on the court. It's a huge relief because as an athlete, everything's physical for me. Everything is being fit and being in shape, and for so many years not to feel at my top at all, it was tough.
Yeah, so of course she was smart to pull out of that. She said it's rarely life-threatening and shouldn't be career-ending, but now she's got to learn how to deal with it and figure out how to get herself ready on the court. I guess about 4 million Americans have this disease. I never heard of it. It happens when a person's immune system that's normally protective attacks and destroys your moisture-producing glands, like your salivary glands and tear glands, your lungs, all that other kind of stuff. Sometimes they're affected by it. So it can be controlled, and the idea is you get rid of the discomfort and reduce the harmful effects of it, and it can be managed. The fatigue isn't uncommon, but think about it. She's a professional tennis player, 31 years old, playing at the top of her game, and she's had to deal with this and overcome this for however long she's had it. So she's not in that tournament any longer. Mark Anthony, which I could care less about celebrities, but I had to air a piece of this because I happened to see it on Nightline. Mark Anthony sat down with John Quinones of ABC, and he talked about about his marriage to J-Lo, not giving any great details. She's become a household name because of American Idol, and it just kind of made you wonder with careers. Here they have these two children, and he dumps his wife to marry J-Lo, and it ends up like so many other marriages end up. And when he was asked repeatedly about her and what she said and all that kind of stuff, he was asked repeatedly about what was it that, you know, was there infidelity? Was there something that happened? And here's what the singer had to say.
It was a realization on both our parts. So, you know, it wasn't shocking. These things happen.
A realization. Ooh. What's a realization? The realization that we just can't stand each other, so we can't live together. I don't know. It's interesting. And for any of you out there that are divorced, of all the reasons that are ever, you know, I love the one when you're filing irreconcilable differences. What does that mean? It's just it's a catch. It's a free for all. It's kind of like my odds and ends. It's a free for all. We open up the basket and we don't know what's going to be in there. There are a lot of different reasons, but we're just gonna put it down as this one, irreconcilable differences. So Mark Anthony will forever be tied to J-Lo, though, because they have 2 3-year-olds together, kids together, and you know that's the name of that tune. Many of you, in a much different way, because, you know, this is a guy you don't feel sorry for. He has a gigantic mansion in Long Island and who knows where else. He owns a part of the Miami Dolphins. It's like, who doesn't own a part of the Miami Dolphins? The Williams sisters, I just mentioned Venus Williams. They own a part of the Miami Dolphins. Do they just find a celebrity and ask them, you know, do they say, hey, do you have I don't know, if you have $15,000, because we're going to just get everyone we know that is a celebrity to pony up for this. So that's all you're going to have to pay. It just seems like there's a lot of people that are involved with the Miami Dolphins. And there are others, too, that seem kind of crazy names that had come up. And, I mean, hey, certainly they can do that. You look at what happened in Green Bay. Smartest thing of all, they have the people own the team and see how they feel about it then. Yep. This is my biggest nightmare. Besides sharks, gators. For everybody listening to me who's been to Florida or you're from Florida, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't watch in certain areas, man, gators, boom, they're right there. And now they're coming out more because they're searching for food because their habitats are being messed with. So even though the conversation has turned to the sharks that people are seeing from the air and stuff and some of the recent attacks, you had an 8-foot-long alligator that went after a 90-year-old woman, grabbed her leg, tried to drag her into a canal in southern Florida. So she was walking. This is what happened. She was walking in her flooded yard. She was in Copeland, Florida. It's about 80 miles west of Miami. The alligator lunged at her, grabbed her by her left leg. There was a woman who was driving by, stopped to help her, and pulled her out of the water away from the alligator. But that didn't stop the gator from trying to come out of the water three times. So the neighbor that helped her, luckily, had a gun, shot the gator between the eyes with a .22. The woman was airlifted to Fort Myers, Florida. She's in critical condition. She lost her left leg. It was amputated below the knee. And she's being treated for a bite on her right leg. Oh, that is frightening. They say this is the most active time of the year for gators, because water levels are at their highest. But still, and of course, what are they going to say? Unprovoked attacks, they say, are rare. Since 2010, they've had 6 unprovoked attacks. And she lives right next to the Florida Everglades. So, you know, Everglades. And this poor woman, she apparently had lost a bunch of pets to the alligators. I don't know, living that close to the Florida Everglades. I like to see my Crocs inside a facility, like down the street where they have them, you know, somewhere in an aquarium where I can watch them. If they want to lunge, I can watch them lunge in the aquarium. I don't want to live next to their habitat. I just, yeah, that's a little too close for comfort for me. Check us out on Facebook and, of course, through AmericaTonight.net.